Have you heard anything today that you think needs to be shared more widely?
Yeah, I think so. I think the idea that organisations have to share information more effectively and actually garner information more effectively. One of the things that I picked up on was around the whole sort of consultation side, which is particularly relevant to the community and town council sector. The area that I'd like to sort of see shared more widely is how organisations communicate with their public and how they use that information in their community planning.
Do you think you'll be using any of the information you've gathered today?
I think the performance improvement framework that was mentioned by colleagues from New Zealand reminded me that sometimes it's useful to have that framework in terms of running an organisation. So certainly I'll be taking that away and looking at their website and getting some information and good practice out of them.
Are there any topics or areas you think would be helpful to have more information on?
Yeah, I think probably governance is an area that was highlighted today in tight financial times. Governance is going to become more and more of an issue. And how organisations, and particularly smaller organisations, that may have a role in delivery in the future, maybe third sector, maybe community and town councils, that you know, guidelines around governance are going to become more important, public scrutiny is going to become more important, but what we've got to be careful of is that that governance doesn't undermine the ability of the organisations to deliver and doesn't wrap them up in regulation rather than delivery. But I know WAO has given my sector good advice on governance in community and town councils.
What do you think the role of Wales Old Office is in what you've heard today?
Well, I think certainly one of their roles would be around best practice and case studies and actually getting that information out to organisations to highlight potential areas where improvements can be made, to give examples of. I quite like the idea that was mentioned earlier today, which is organisations sometimes will say we can't do that because, and I'd rather have information around a piece of best practice or a case study that actually you can hold up and say, well, you might be able to because. So I think it's actually just turning it on its head. I think people are always negative about change, and I think having examples of organisations that have achieved it of a similar size, quality, always helps to get those organisations thinking differently and encourage a bit of behaviour change.